You are not required to set yourself on fire to keep other people warm. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as Julia Christina talks with us about understanding the signs of codependent behavior. Enjoy.
Do you think that codependence might be something that you're struggling with? Do you ever worry that it's getting in the way of having healthy relationships? Well, it's a struggle for a lot of us. So today we are going to talk about the 11 key signs that you or maybe somebody that you know is struggling with codependence. And then we're going to talk about 3 really simple things that we can do to start moving through this one. So essentially, I'm just going to lay it out to you. Codependence is the need to be needed. Not liking being needed, not enjoying being needed, not just feeling good when we're needed, but absolutely needing to be needed by especially our significant other, but maybe even most people, that we find our identity in being needed by other people. And that's the boundary between healthy and unhealthy dependence, is it becomes codependent when we need to be needed. So those 11 signs, I'm not going to go into too much detail. They're pretty self-explanatory. So the first one is that you're someone who feels responsible for solving other people's problems. And you feel like if you can't solve somebody's problem, if you can't fix their problem for them, then you're scared that they're going to leave you. Because maybe that's all you think that you bring to the relationship, is being able to solve people's problems or fix them, fix their problems for them. And so the next one is, you find it almost impossible to say no and end up giving way more to the relationship than the other person, that you maybe even feel like the survival of the relationship is up to you, that you're responsible for keeping the relationship together. It's all on you. The next one, you get really hurt or upset or even maybe bitter or resentful when you feel like people aren't praising you and recognizing you for everything that you're doing, because you are doing a lot, you're giving a lot, you're giving everything, but then maybe even feeling ripped off or taken advantage of or taken for granted when people don't recognize everything that you are doing. And then the next one is that you may need to feel in control all the time and avoid conflict or any kind of upset at any cost, that you're willing to do anything, give in, put your own stuff aside, do things that you might not necessarily want to do, say things that you might not want to say, act in ways that you're not even comfortable with, because you want to avoid conflict. The thought of having a conflict brings up severe and significant panic in you, because maybe even you feel like if there's conflict in the relationship, if you do or say something that the other person doesn't like, that they might just leave you. If they don't have any use for you, if you're not fulfilling all of their needs, then they're just going to up and leave you, because maybe you don't have any value, or you feel like you don't have any value if you're not meeting all of their needs all the time. The next one is, you have a hard time trusting yourself and really feel like if you ever make a mistake that people are going to abandon you. Like there's a lot riding on you. There's a lot of pressure. You really feel like people are just going to give up on you if you ever make a mistake, if you ever make a wrong move, if you ever screw up, that you really feel all of this pressure to do it right, to meet everyone's needs, to be what other people want you to be. Or maybe if it's just that partner, that key person in your life, that you really feel like it's all on you to get it right all the time. Number 6 is, you feel like your only value in the relationship comes from being able to save that person, fix them, get them through their problems, fix their problems for them. Maybe clean up their messes, deal with their stuff, fix everything around them, kind of going around trying to make everything in their life okay for them, that you're the one that feels like it's up to you to do it for them. And the next one is, number seven is that you may do anything to hold on to the relationship, even if it's something that's unsafe or destructive. That you may be willing to compromise a lot. You may be willing to do a lot of things that you wouldn't normally otherwise, because you feel like it's what you need to do to hang on to the relationship, because you don't actually believe that you could survive alone, that you don't actually believe that you could do it alone. So you're willing to do some pretty compromising things sometimes just to hang on to the relationship. And then the other part of that is that you're willing to do things or not speak up or not set a boundary or not assert your own wants, needs, or preferences in the relationship. Because if you do, you feel really guilty. If you ever make the relationship about you, if you ever speak up, if you ever say anything, you feel really guilty, you feel really bad, and maybe even really scared that the person's just going to get fed up just like that and leave you. And then the next one is that you will do anything to make that person feel better, to fix their problem, to solve their issue, to come in and save them from whatever it is, even if you're putting your own health and safety at risk, even if it's really could be dangerous for you, that you're willing to do it, that the reward of feeling like you are the savior, you're the one who fixed it, you're the one who's needed by that person, that is worth it to you to maybe do something that could be putting you at risk.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.